Desert People is a clothing brand inspired by the Southwest that was created and operates in El Paso. The brand has been going strong for 3 years by creating clothing that reflects its community. Here to tell us all about Desert People are its founder, Mark Martinez, and product manager, Fernie Gonzalez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
So, Mark, when I was reading your website, because, you know, I have to do research when I talk to people.
Yes.
I found it interesting that you said, when I decided to stay in El Paso, that's when I created this.
Yeah.
So were you thinking, hey, were you at a certain crux or what was going on?
I was trying to move out to Los Angeles for a filmmaking endeavor, basically. And when I was out there, you know, I found myself kind of just working jobs that I did not see myself moving forward in.
Yeah.
So I thought if I moved back to El Paso, I could focus on filmmaking and at the same time work on something here that I could build on. So when I decided to stay here and just work with like what I had available to me. So
he just missed El Paso.
Yeah.
He did.
Obviously, because yeah, he creates a whole brand dedicated to the city.
Exactly.
But that's what I love about it. Because, you know, a lot of folks say, you know, El Paso doesn't have something for me, so I'm going to try something else, which I think is good. I mean, go to where you need to go. But then there's other folks that are like, this is my city and I can create something here.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, generally how a lot of us feel, you know, like sometimes when you move to a different city, you're kind of in the same position over there where you're not able to do certain things because there's so many people doing it there. So a lot of that talent is gone, you know, and no one really working together to build on anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the first steps of the brand was just kind of find a way to connect with people here that wanted to stay here or we're living here already, you know, that.
And that get it.
Yeah.
We had to make a timeless tee. That's something that was we just don't have that. Like even how we moved to California.
Yeah.
You see a vintage t-shirt with every city. You go to Austin, you go to Cali. I mean, I think I've even seen a Vegas one. And where I kind of come into play is, well, we're skaters first. We've been skateboarding pretty much our whole lives.
Yeah.
And we've tried a lot of different things, but t-shirts, I mean, it's just something that's not going to go away. In El Paso, I feel like t-shirts fade or they turn into like rags or, you know, you wipe your car with it or something, you know. So when Mark came back and he wanted to do all of this, we already knew what to do. We just had to get it at that level where you'd want to keep that shirt forever.
Right.
So I think we kind of hit that. It took a while, but I think we're there now.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What was that process like?
I think for sure quality.
Yeah, we had actually... Well, I had a skate shop that we had before, and then we started a print shop out of it. And so t-shirts was something that we already kind of had experience in.
Yeah.
And then the print shop, we had two other people that were involved, and then it got bigger. And then through that process, we kind of started to see the type of shirts that people would carry and keep. You know, a lot of them eventually
Soft tee. Why is it so hard?
Soft tee with a good print, but that isn't going to
fall apart.
Fall apart, not just that, but... It has to be affordable, one, right?
Yep.
Two, it has to be quality. And three, you want to have to, like, to make it timeless, you want to hand it down. You want to see your kids in it. It has to have, like, a life of its own.
Yeah.
And it took a while to do it, but Mark designing and me printing, I think together we found something that a lot of people resonated with.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also see it, like, especially with fast fashion, like Forever 21 and, like, all these places. Like, you see how... We are kind of like a trendy city, so we didn't have something to
hold on to.
Yeah, and also like try to emulate. So the one thing that we did see is that a vintage tee will always work.
Right.
And we didn't even have that, you know, here in El Paso.
I mean, that's where a lot of it came from was the fact that I couldn't just buy like a normal El Paso shirt, you know, at a lot of places. You know, at that particular, I mean, the idea was from a long time ago, but, you know, there just wasn't a lot of shirts that just had El Paso on it. You know,
right.
You can find some stuff in gas stations and stuff like that.
Right, but it's like that t-shirt that's like hard and like nobody's going to wear it.
Yeah,
or it was like the other way where it was like always the joking slogan shirts about El Paso.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? And that's fine too, but like I just, you know, like when we visit other cities, I'm like there's so much merchandise or community around like a specific shirt or sweater or something.
Why is it so hard to find an El Paso t-shirt?
Yeah, like why can't you just get one? You know what I mean? Like it's just...
Yeah.
That's where it started from. And also, like, seeing, like, aunts and uncles or friends, like, they always had, something in their closet that they would keep, you know. It's usually like a place they visited or a shirt that meant something to them. So I felt like if El Paso, we had more shirts and, you know, stuff like that, you know, they would mean something to them because...
There has been some pretty cool stuff, like the shot glass. I mean, I've seen some shot glasses that El Paso has.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are really cool.
But we're really good at tequila.
Yeah, exactly.
Desert People. So the brand is called Desert People.
Yes.
You have the El Paso shirt, but it seems like you went for the whole desert.
Yeah.
I think that comes from me growing up in El Paso and skateboarding. I had a cousin that lived in San Diego, so I used to go over there and visit him sometimes, and I would really want to surf. You know, I was, like, really jealous of him living over there. So I felt like there was not enough spotlight on the desert, you know, like, in terms of brands, you know, like, there's, like, North Face and Patagonia.
Like Arctic things.
Yeah. But there's
cold
not.
Places.
The desert apparently isn't cool.
Yeah, there's nothing surrounding.
We know.
Exactly. If you know, you know, right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So with the desert, you know, I felt like it was people and that were gravitating towards it, that were not just limited to El Paso, you know. So I wanted to kind of make people feel like, sometimes people talk about the desert negatively because nothing can do, but I'm like, hey, there's like there's a whole bunch of different, like, you know, cactus, and there's life there and people. So if you transform that into
a
branding
t-shirt.
Or a t-shirt or a video or something, like, people will not feel so hopeless, I guess. I'm not saying everyone feels hopeless, but I think...
No, but I mean, you can think about it as like this barren desert, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you could be like, I think we can all agree, like, there is so much life and resiliency. And if you can make it in the desert, you can make it anywhere, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you can make the t-shirt in the desert and sell it in the desert, you're good, right?
Like,
exactly.
I mean, like those old Western movies, they make the desert look so cool, you know? So.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to just make it an El Paso brand because we're a desert. So we're trying really hard to showcase that. So,
like Juarez, like this whole Chihuahua and desert.
Exactly.
And
so, I mean, we're not going to stop. It has to keep going. But we had to get the backing of our city first. We have to make our city proud first, if anything.
Yeah.
But also make them feel like it's a very affordable t-shirt. And I'm telling you, I honestly say that it's timeless. These shirts will last a while. Like, I want to give it a shelf life. No, there's no shelf life, but we've tested them. I'll say 6 years, 7 years, and you can still pass it on. These shirts, we're working really hard to make a good product. This isn't just a t-shirt, you know?
It's okay if people wear his pajamas or clean their car in it.
Yeah,
you know,
see,
it's
all
right as long as they keep
it's a t-shirt.
You know?
Yeah.
It means something to
and
them.
And you want to feel proud of where you're from, you know? Like,
well, we keep talking about the El Paso shirt, but the truth is you guys now have, like, really expanded into other products.
Yeah.
So can we talk about that? I mean, I know it was born with your timeless t-shirt that isn't going to die.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's obvious that you're growing and you're looking into different
products. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in El Paso and the desert that we wanted to reflect in the shirt, as far as like colors and the type of designs and things that
we have some pretty cool stuff in store. Though we were actually just talking about some like goggles. Like, there's just tons of stuff that we could do with the desert that, I mean, apparently no one's really doing here. So
it's your oyster, or it's your desert.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just trying to translate those into things that, you know, you want to carry with you or put on.
And this is another thing also. Mark coming back from, he wants to be a filmmaker. That's his passion. I worked retail forever. And then I learned screen printing, graphic design, all that sorts of stuff. So when he came back, and it was hard for him. There's no film industry here. There's no he can't get a job making movies or anything like that. I told him, I know I have the confidence, if we work together, to be able to make a brand to eventually funnel that into filmmaking.
Yeah.
And we have been. And it's working slowly but surely. It's kind of hard to believe that a t-shirt was going to get us to filmmaking, and it's there. You know,
but, you see it in your visuals, because, you know, everything that you all put out there is very well thought out. It's not just a snapshot, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
You can tell.
That's another thing. Like, so using El Paso as our backdrop, we use that. We do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few photos that are taken in studio or anything like that. We literally scout.
The neighborhoods. You know?
Yeah, we go around the neighborhoods, and then the headquarters is in off of Piedra, so that's Central. There's tons of stuff. Like, I mean, we're from the West Side, and I had no idea we had all these things.
Oh, Central,
like,
Side's the best side, just
so
you know.
Best. Are you really? Yeah.
My house is there, and my office is there.
Wow. Okay, we literally, we still, like, we'll go grab lunch, and we'll, just on the way down to, what was that barbecue spot?
the Tony's Pit Bar.
Yeah.
But that's like on the other side.
Well, off of Piazza's Kind, all that stuff. I work off of Texas, and there's, oh my gosh, it's just like the
I know, I feel you. It's
thing.
A gold mine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, it looks.
I see it every day, and it's like hand style writing still on the walls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't get that in a lot of places.
And I feel like that's going to change, like, because it is. A lot of it is being, you know, torn down or, you know, rebuilt and all that stuff. But I think we're in a good place. We're definitely in a good place going to Central. That's where the offices are. That's where the headquarters are at.
Yeah. So if we're looking into the future, because you guys are 3 years in. You've done a lot in three. What's up for the next three?
Wow.
Each year we learn something different as far as – at first we were new and it was exciting, you know, and but we learned from that, like, to get the brand better. So for the next 3 years, we want – to expand and get into more stores, that way more people can, you know, enjoy what we put out. That's, you know, just on that end. But we want to expand on, you know, what El Paso and, you know, things are for people here, like in terms of, like, you know, videos on things that people do here. You know, we're working on podcasts and other films and stuff like that that aren't connected to the brand, but they're growing out of it. But
it's an extension for sure.
Next extension, yeah. But with the brand, you know, these opportunities will allow that because we want to work with a lot of creatives here.
There's a ton of creative people.
Yeah,
I get to talk to them all the time.
Yeah, that's you know, that's what helps us do that. If we try and work with all the creatives here, because, you know, we want them to feel like, not that there's not opportunities, but like with us, that we want them to try out, like,
yeah,
what
they
are doing.
Something.
Be a part
exactly.
of something, you know, because, you know, I felt the same way when
that's why he left.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't do something here, but there's other people that do that. So we want to grow the brand enough well that we can start adding more people here and get into more places and start doing the other plans that we have.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to it.
Thank you.
So if people want the perfect T-shirt from Desert People, the timeless T-shirt.
Well, we have several, but.
Yeah.
So right now we're carrying them at Uptown Cheapskate.
Mm-hmm. Both locations.
Both locations. And also on our online website, it's desertpeoplecode.com.
Look out for other stores here locally,
because that's on the plan.
It's on the plan, yeah.
I know your Instagram is awesome because it's a pretty good resource. It's Desert People as well, right?
It's Desert People Co.
Desert People Co.
There you have it. Today, my guests have been Mark Martinez and Fernie Gonzalez from Desert People. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.